will the gathering from all nations include all the colored people? Question number 70. Does the scripture, "Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hand," Psalm 68:31, mean that the colored race will turn to God? Answer. Though no people are saved as a nation, the scripture in question, taken with kindred passages, does most certainly show that there will be a great ingathering from Ethiopia. It is just such ingatherings from every nation, kindred, tongue, and people of earth that are to make up the great multitude of Revelation 7:9. Princes shall come out of Egypt, Psalm 68:31, say the scriptures. And many nations at that time shall come, and say, "Come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for the law shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Micah 4:2. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Isaiah 62:2. Looking forward to this great ingathering, the prophet asks the question, "Who are these that fly, as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows?" Then the Lord answers, "Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver, and their gold with them, unto the name of the Holy One of Israel, because he hath glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee, for in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee, the city of the Lord, the Zion, of the Holy One of Israel." Isaiah 68:14. For great shall be the day of Jezreel. Hosea 1:11.